This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A judge has ordered federal officials to allow unannounced visits to immigration detention centers by members of Congress. That blocks a Department of Homeland Security policy that required 7 days' notice for those visits. Roughly a dozen Democratic lawmakers filed a lawsuit over it, including Colorado Representatives Joe Neguse and Jason Crow. The order will expire in 2 weeks while the lawsuit continues. Next year, Colorado will participate in a new federal program to help parents pay for private religious schools. The money could potentially also be used by families for school fees and extracurricular programs. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Depending on who you talk to, this is either a voucher program or a scholarship program. But the bottom line is that families with children between kindergarten and 12th grade could apply for this money to help cover eligible expenses. There is an income cap, so to qualify, a family can make no more than 300% of the area median income. And that's a pretty high limit. In Denver, a family of four making $300,000 a year would still be eligible.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. And the snowplow driver involved in a fatal crash on I-70 last week has been placed on administrative leave. The accident killed one person and injured others and is under investigation. Troopers say the driver lost control of the plow east of Loveland Ski Area and hit three vehicles in the opposite lanes, including a van carrying a youth hockey team from California. The van's driver died. The team was heading to Denver for a tournament that it won on Sunday. You're listening to CPR News. It's 5:06.